Yeah, it's up to pay. Hey, bor shebein shtei chateres. If you have a bor, like a ditch that has water in it, that's in between two chaterim. On the right side is one chater. On the left of this bor, there's another chater. And we're talking about these two chaterim that are not making the rubik chateres together. They're not allowed to carry from one to the other. Now, this bor is mufleges mikoisel zeh bor. It's four tfachim away from one chater. Mikoisel zeh bor. And it's away four tfachim from the other chotzer. It's mamish smack in the middle, that there are four tfachim, each chotzer, each wall of the chotzer, is away four tfachim from this bor. So neither chotzer has an easy tashmish to this bor. And what's the locha? Now both chotzerim want to come and throw buckets into this bor to fetch the water. Which chotzer is allowed to use it? So Rashi, bor shebein shtei chotzeris. Haprudois zumizu, they're separated one from the other. Umafsek b'neim, and there's a hefsek, there's a space in between the two chaterim. Kein movi kotin, mamish like a small alleyway. V'yein diurim suchim loy, but nobody lives in this alleyway. V'yhabor b'yoyse hefsek mufleges mekresel ze arbo. It has to be separated. Z'trashi, dilav hochid mufleges, hebi tashmisha b'nachas, hebi kimoy shabor, chetzi b'chotezu, b'chetzi b'chotezu. Sherushu shneim shletes bo. Because if it would be closer than four tfachim away, pshita, they both have easy use over this chotzer. So pshita, they ask the zeh al zeh, neither of the chaterim could use it unless they make takan aruv chateris. Yes, therefore we're talking about it's muflug dalet tfachim away from each one. So what's the eitzah now? How are they allowed to carry up water, stop up the water on Shabbos from the bor? So at the Gemara, Yehuda Mashmul said that ze moitzi ziz kolshu umamala, hishno, the right chotzer has to stick out a piece of wood, a ziz, out of their wall, dalat fochim long, and then from this piece of wood they'll step up the water. Ze moitzi ziz kolshu umamala, and the other chotzer also puts out, projects a piece of wood, four tfachim long from their kaisel, and then they can also schlep up the water from the bor to their chotzer. Because they have to make some type of a hekir. So Rashi, zeh moitzi ziz kolshu, mi koisle from its wall ad labor, up until the bor. Now it's four tfachim long, this piece of wood should be. Umemala derech chaloni, schleps up the water through its window. Vechein zeh, the same thing the other chotzer. Techivu de mufleges dalet, since they're away dalet tfachim. Lo shol today laaser zeh al zeh. Really, the two chatserim is not considered like they both have a right to use this in between bor. To say that both asa zel zim, since they're both away for tochim, and there's no real pesach to get into there, it's only they have a window there that they could throw their bucket through the window. For mishum she rishus l'shneim b'movi namileka, I people living in the movi, the ein diurim psuchim mechotzer, because no people living in the chotzer has their house opened up into this movi. Lotzes v'lovi b'regel, the ein tashmishton v'kach el derech avir. Well, the only way they use this bor is by throwing from the window into this bor. Now, v'din huzot rashi mi'ikra din deziz namel oliboy. You don't even have to have this hecker of sticking out a piece of wood out of your wall. Elamishum hecker b'yalm. It's tamad rabbonim deke hecker. We should see something is different here. Shlo yishtam shum yishus hacherish al shnayim b'lay erif. People shouldn't come to learn out the wrong thing from here to say it's mutter to carry from one rishus to another rishus even without an erif. Therefore, we tell you to make some type of a hekker here. Same type of thing we learned in Masechta Shabbos. Perek Hazorik, what? Svina. Same type of thing. But this is the Yikud din over here. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda said over in the name of Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda di Deyoma, but Rabbi Yehuda himself, what's his own shita? Not in the name of his Rabbi Shmuel. What's Rabbi Yehuda's own shita? Afilu kanya, all you need is only a kanya, even a reed. You don't even need a piece of wood to stick out such a big hecker. Even a portion of hecker like a reed is also enough. So Rashi, afilu kanya, the leiminkar kuli hai shari. You can't tell this kanya is not minkar so much. It's not like the piece of wood. The hecker is not so big. That's also sharia. That's what the Yehudi himself says. Now, omalei abaye le Rav Yosef. Abaye told his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, Hod the Rav Yehuda, that Rav Yehuda said over this halacha, is the Shmuelhi. He should know it's Rav Yehuda that learned it from his Rebbe Shmuel. In other words, Rav Yehuda really had two Rebbeim. He learned from Shmuel and from Rav. So Abai is saying that you should know this din that Rabbi Yehuda is saying over is from his Rabbi Shmuel and not from his Rabbi Rav. So the Gemara did the Rav, because if it would be from Rav's din, for Omar, Rav himself holds not like this. The Rav holds, Ein Odom Oyser Al Chaveroi Derech Aver. If the only way you could get to another Rishus is by throwing into it, Derech Aver means you can't walk in there. You only could throw into that Rishus. Derech Aver, you don't ask the Zel Zer. So maybe here, that this bor is in between the two chatzerim, and it's four tfachim away from each chatzer can't stand, walk, and use the bor. They only have a window that opens up into it, and they have to throw four tfachim. That's called derech aver. So according to Rab, you would not have to have any tikkun at all, because since the whole use is only through derech aver, they do not ask a zelzit. So the kids of poshup shat is that Abaye did not hear, even in the first, Rabbi Yehuda's din, that you have to use, stick out a ziz. He did not hear the Pharisee that he said it in the name of Shmuel. Because if he would have heard it, Om Yehuda, Ma Shmuel, so Pshit is saying over the name of Shmuel. But he says, Abaye didn't hear Rabbi Yehuda said it in the name of Shmuel. So Abaye himself is saying, you should know that Mestama, this din, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying over, is in the name of his Rabbi Shmuel. Because if it would have been the name of his Rabbi Rav, it would be a kasher, because Rav holds, you don't need any tikkun here. But Derech Aver, you do not answer at all. Like Rashi says, For hod the Rabbi Yehuda, the boy tikkun kol shud is Shmuel he. Mishmu Rabbi Gormalo the Tzorach Tikkun Tzas. Did the Rav to have Inami Rabbi Minei, if it would have been that Rabbi Yehuda is saying over from his other Rabbi, Rav, Le Gormalo, from Rav he wouldn't learn this. To Eino Adem Oysra Achavere Batash Mishmuf Le Kizem. Rav holds, if you only could use a place that's far away from you, that you have to throw there, Shetzorach Lizroik Deli, Be'avra, Dalat Fokh, Mephilo Kanya Le Tzorach. You would not even have to have a Kanya, not even a small reed. According to Rav, you don't need any heker at all. The cloud is no iser if you can only use that mokim through his riko. Now the Gemara explains, how did Abaye know this? Where did Abaye see that Shmuel holds, you do aser derech avir? And where did Abaye know that Rav's svar is, you do not aser if you use it derech avir, only through throwing into that rishus, if you can't really walk into that rishus? How did Abaye know this? So tomorrow the Shmuel mehecha. How do you know that Shmuel Ta'akod, you do Asr, even though both Rishuyis only have the right to this middle place, by throwing into it? If you want to tell me from Ilay Mimeho, if you want to tell me from this place, the din we had before, that a gag has some machlushas rabin. If you have a gag, you have a roof, that's near the Rishus rabin. Is the halacha and the people living in the attic, in the rafesis, in the balcony, want to use this roof, want to carry from their house into the roof, on top of the roof, is the halacha, it's only mutter, tzarech, sulum, kavua. They have to have a permanent ladder on the roof climbing up to their attic, to their apartment, latirei. But if they don't have a permanent ladder, then it's osir. Now the question is, why is it osir? I, the b'nei rishus rabim, could only use this ladder by throwing up. So, by throwing it, you tfach them off the ground by them. So here we see that what, if you have to use it, derech avir, you do ask the zeal zeh. So here it's a raya, Shmuel holds, throwing something, derech avir also asks. So the Gemara name, dilma k'derech papa. Maybe no, the reason why it's also the b'nei rishus rabim using the top of this roof, asks on the b'nei rafestis, is like the papa said before. We're talking about the rabim are putting down their hats on top of the chotzer. Now, on top of the roof. Now, somebody walking through the Rishus Rabim, it's very easy for him to take off his hat and put it down on a roof that's only 40 inches tall. Adarab, it's very benachas. So, Mel, that's not called bezrik. It's not called you have to pick up a heavy bundle and throw it there. It's called mamash benachas. That's why it's awesome. Benachnami, maybe if you have to take something and throw it to another Rishus, maybe according to Shmuel also, Derech Aver does not ask that. It's not called a tashmish in the next Rishus. So Rashi says, "Yitzarach sulam kavua v'loy b'nei rishus rab masri le derech avir shein gag ze roel tashmishon elim kein zorken olov shum dover distam rishus rabim ika chifufei samach l'ksolim u'masrach kimakorchem." Rashi saying usually rishus rabim is a little bit away from the wall. So if you have this, roof, so it has to be like at least dalat tefachim. Rishus rabim is away from this roof. So the only way they could use this roof is taka bezrika, by throwing. So if you can tell me now, Shmuel holds that throwing doesn't answer, why does the Rishus Rabim master here? Elamai Tzuraya, Shmuel holds no. Even still throwing also it's aser.
And that's the Gemara's teretz. No, we're not talking about the Bnei Rosh Hashanah used this here by throwing, but the Bnei Rosh Hashanah used this way by derech putting the hat, just putting the hat down on top, which is not as rik, which is an easy way of putting it down. So therefore, there's no raya what Shmuel holds yet. And for the Gemara, Ella Mehor, I'll bring you from another case, what Shmuel's for is, Ella Mehor, the din is, this din gufeis this, that zeh moitzi ziz kolshu umamala, the zeh moitzi ziz kolshu umamala. There's mamash what Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, there's a bay is moida, that I heard it over, that I'm asking, that Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, that you need a ziz kolshu. So Taka Shmuel is the one that says it, that Shmuel says, even though both these were chotzer, only to use this bor, which is four tfachim away through Zrika, by throwing into it, still you need a tikkun. Is Zemoitz is his kolshu, umamala? So the more time more diapic. Why does Shmuel say it's mutter? Because they put out a piece of wood, they made a heker. Holoyapic. Master, if they would not put out the ziz, if they would not project a piece of wood out of their kaisel, each chotzer, over to the bor, it would be also to carry me from the bor into the chotzer. What do we say, Amrinon? That holoy apik Amrinon, we say odem oisir achaveru derech aver. That even though the only way they're using this chutz is by throwing derech aver, still the yasa zel zeh. That's the raya. Shmuel Takas holds this halacha. Yes, look at Rashi. Rashi says elamiho the abaya shomol the Rabbi Yehuda amil said the Shmuel. And as I'm Abaya Tak heard that Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Shmuel. Lochi kam Rabbi, this is what Abaya means to tell us. Ho the boy Rav Yehuda Kanya, that the Rav Yehuda says over in his own name, that you have to use a Kanya, you have to use, that you could even use a reed. So the Mishmuel Gomalo, he also learned it from his Rebbe Shmuel. The boy a tikkun, that Shmuel holds, you have to have some type of a tikkun here. For Yosel Ashminon, the Shmuel Rabbe loves this daf gomer. That Rav Yehuda means to say that I learned from my Rebbe, even Shmuel did not mean mamish to have to use a ziz, a piece of wood, but a kanya reed is also good. The chiva leboy ziz dalid to ziz kol shuama. Now, if Rav Yehuda b'nei duad in the kanya, he just means to say that this is all from his Rebbe Shmuel and not from Rav, because according to Rav, you do not need any tikkun at all. Now the Gemara goes to explain. Udrav mehecha. How do we know this svar from Rav? How do we know Rav holds that they don't ask for these two chaserim zalzeh to use this middle bor, since they both could only use it by throwing it? How do we know Rav holds such a svar? So mer ilaymi mehecha. If you want to tell me from this case, shtei gezus toriyos zu lamala mezu. The case we have before, we have two porches sticking out of a wall. That this wall is right next to the Nahor, right next to the river. And the porches stick out over the river. Now the top porch made their tikkun, that they hollowed out a hole there 4x4, and they made a mechitza yutfachim all around it. So they were allowed to throw down the bucket through this hole and pick up the water. The top chutz, the top porch has the heter, but the bottom porch did not make any heter. So we had before that shteyam asuris, both porches are not usable, at sheyarvu, until they make an aruba katzeres together. Like we had before, that since it was made b'shutfis, the bottom people have a right to use the top one, and it's not yutfachim away, or else we had that the bottom people come up to the top porch to use it. So since both Rishuyas have a right to use the top porch, if they didn't make an Aruv HaChatzeris, it's also to carry the water into the house. Now, V'yomer Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Rav Huna said over the name of Rav, you should know, Lo Yishonu Ela B'smucha. There's only Alocha if the top porch is close to the bottom porch. Avol B'muflekis Arbo. But if the two porches are far away, four tfachim away, not height-wise, but length-wise, in other words, on different sides of the wall, is El Yoina Muteris, Vatachtoina Asura. Then we say the top porch is allowed to carry, allowed to schlep up the water from the hole, Vatachtoina Asura. But the bottom porch is Takosa. Now why is the bottom porch also? Because the bottom porch now, how are they going to use this top one? They have to throw up to the top. Because it's more than four tfachim away. So this is Rav's throw, that any time the only Tashma Shiav is by throwing it, that's not called you have a right to use it. Therefore, the top people are the ones that's going to use their porch. So So they have a right to throw down through the hole to slap up the water. The people on the bottom porch, they did not make any tikkun there. They did not make a hole and build mechitzas yutzvach amoy. Therefore, the people on the bottom porch have no way to get the water up. I lie, they could throw their pocket up to the top porch and slap the water up there. So why don't the yasra and the top people? The pshat is, since the only way they can use it is by through zrika, derech avir, that's Ra'al throw, whenever you throw, derech avir, you do not ask a zel there. And for the Gemara, maybe here there's no raya. I tell you, dil mashani hocha, maybe here it's different. The chivon lezeb is rika v'shulshul, or lezeb is shulshul uchudei, ke lezeb is rikom, or lezeb is pesach domi. Maybe the reason why here Rav holds that the top one is mutter and not the bottom one is because the top one uses it easy shulshul. They just have to lower it down. But Shankin, the bottom one, since it's more than four tfachim away, it's called a zrika. They have to first throw it up there, and then they have to lower it down, which is very hard to do. So Mela here, it's doim as if this one is the Pesach, and this one is the zrika, that even Rav is moedim, we give it to the top chotzen. And maybe there wouldn't be any raya, though, that if you throw something, derech avir, you don't ask the zel zim. Maybe if, like in our case, that both chatzerim have easy way of throwing it to the middle bor, the middle bor is four tefachim away from both chatzers, maybe Rav will hold, they do ask the zel zim. From our case here, you have no raya. Because here, the bottom one has to make a zrika and a shulshul. That's a harder use. That's why they don't have the right to use the top one. The top one has an easy use. Just by shulshul, we give it to the top one better. So the kids said there wouldn't be any raya from here to our svar and Rav. So the Mori Elamehu, I'll bring you the raya from another case. Elamehu, the Yomar Rav Nachmin, Omar Rav Baravua, Omar Rav, Shnei Batim Vishalosh Churbois Benayim. You have two houses, two different houses, and in between them there are three churbas. Churbas means a haunted house, like a broken down house, that the mechitzas are also kamat half broken down, and they're not really good mechitzas in between one and the other. The Rashi says they are mechitzas putzais. They're mechitzas opened up one into the other. The mikra din, if you have to have a mechitza, this will not have a shei mechitza. But there's some separation in between one and the other. It's called three different churbas, three different haunted down, broken down houses. Is ze mishtamish b'samach shaloi. Now the right house has a right to use the churba that's right next to it. Ayidei zerika. Now we're not talking about you have a back entrance that opens up into the churba. You just have a window that opens up into the churba. So you could use the churba right next to you b'zerika. Open up your window and throw something in it and then bring it up again. Ze mishtamish b'samach shaloi. The left house now, all the way on the left side, has a right to use the churba right next to it. Right next to it, it could use that churba. Ayidei zerika, also by throwing. You could throw into it and it could use its zerika. V'emtsoi, what about the middle churba, the one that's mamash in between? He's having minuris, it's like a straight row, 1, 2, 3, is v'emtsoi yoser. The middle churba, though, is also for both batim to use. That's what they said over the name of Rav. Yeah, so Rashi learns like this. Gimel churbas b'nayim. Mechitzais prutzai zulazu. The real mechitzas broken down, opened up one to the other. Vein behen diurin, but nobody lives in these broken down houses. Vein lem b'ilem, nobody even owns them. Ela b'nei habatim elu, no, it belongs to these people, these two houses here, it belongs to them. V'yeshcha loynes bebatim suchas churba. Now both houses have windows, the back windows that open up into these broken down houses. Is Allah Zem Mishtamas Bakurba Smucha Loi? Loi Derech Alaynis through its window. Ayidei Zerika by throwing it. Hoyul V'ein Loi Bo. Tashmish Gomor Bechel. Since even in the middle of the weekday, nobody really can use these Rishriyas. Shein Loi Bo Pesach Pesuach Lo. There's no door open up into these broken down houses. Elech Alayn, they only have a window. Your back window opens up there. Is Ein Pirses HaMechitis Oiseris. Therefore, even though the broken down houses really don't have mechitzas dividing up one to the other, the mechitzas are pirtas, means there's a bigger space there than yud amis, that is not called a mechitza, still they don't ask the zel zim. Or mutil l'shtamish bekuli, you'll have to be mishtamish in the whole churba next to you. V'u'eini yochel l'shtamish derech cholon l'mrochit, but you can't use the other churba next to the other one, elai dei zerika, only through throwing it. Even though your chaver also has a right to use your chuba right next to you,
and in the middle of a weekday he'll take a long, like fishing rod or something, he'll throw it through the other two churbas to reach next to the one next to you, still he does an asr on you. So this is the raya from Rav, that the house, much of the right house, on the right side, he's right next to the churba, right next to him. Now when he puts things out from his window into the churba, he doesn't have to throw it there. He could just put it down. That's the way he uses the churba right next to him. Now the person living all the way in the left house, he also has a window that's opening up into these three churbas. Now even true in the middle of the week, he could use all the way this right churba. How does he use it? He'll throw out of his window through the other two churbas into the third churba. So why doesn't he aser on the right house from using the churba? But there it says, Rav holds that the right house uses the churba, derech shulshul, just lowering it right down. The left house, how can he use this churba? Only duch zrika, only duch throwing, derech avir. That's the raya, Rav holds, throwing something, derech avir, you do not aser zel zen. That's not called like you have a good tashmish there. Therefore, each house, for the churba right next to them, they use it easily, and the other house could only use a derech zrika, the derech zrika does not aser it. But now the question is, though, why is the middle churba aser on both of them? How does each house use the middle churba? The churba, they could only use the middle churba if they throw from the house into the middle churba. I would say now, according to Rav, if the only way you could use this makam is derech avir, by throwing it, you do not aser zel zeh. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha soon. Why is the middle one also according to Rav? But I call upon him the two churbas next to the two houses are mutter, and the other house does not aser, because his tashmish is derech avir. So you see, Rav holds that if you only use something to derech zrika, you do not aser on the other house.
Yeah. So Gemara says now, in our base, Yosef Rav Bruno Ukomar Lohoshmaita.